Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy, the Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral. The Trip to Palestine. Pataras Bishop returned from Palestine, and now St. Nicholas was also able to go and visit the sacred places, all sanctified by the footsteps and the blood of Christ the Saviour. He boarded a ship that was to take him to Palestine. The pilgrims were already nearing the coast of Egypt. There was calm sea and plenty of sunshine all around. Nothing seemed to indicate that there would be a storm. Suddenly, St. Nicholas warned his travel companions, "The enemy of mankind has slipped aboard our ship intending to sink it." Soon a strong wind started to blow. Dark clouds gathered and a storm was afoot. Knowing that they could easily perish in heavy seas, the seamen started to implore the Holy Foreteller for help. "We shall put our faith in the one Lord Jesus Christ." They received their answer. The Holy One fell to his knees and began to pray to God fervently. Immediately the winds fell silent and the storm subsided. The unusual gift of prophecy and the power of St. Nicholas's prayer were thus announced to all of his travel companions. With tears in their eyes, they thanked God and St. Nicholas for their miraculous delivery, and then continued their journey. It happened that a sailor fell on the deck from the top of the mast. Everybody immediately gathered around, but there was nothing they could do to help him. The sailor was fatally injured. The men sadly sighed. "What an unfortunate fellow! It was not long ago that he shared our happiness for having escaped death in the storm. And now, here he lies, on the deck, with no life signs at all." They all put their faith in God, his mercy, and the intercessions of Saint Nicholas. And the speedy intercessor, for all that are desperate, did not leave the unfortunate sailor to his dreadful fate. He restored his life with affectionate prayer. Delighted travelers brought their journey to a fortunate end, and their ship soon sailed into the safety of a harbour. St. Nicholas set foot on holy land with a great fear of God. He went on a pilgrimage to many holy places, paying deepest respect to Christian sanctuaries with all his soul. On his arrival to Jerusalem, St. Nicholas hurried to visit the Church of the Resurrection of the Lord. The heavy doors opened by themselves ahead of him, thus letting the God's chosen inside. He fervently prayed at the foot of Golgotha, the place of Christ's passion. His stay in the Holy Land made St. Nicholas decide to embark upon a solitary life of prayer in a desert. But God's providence pointed him in another direction. One night, while he was praying, a shining young man appeared to him, saying, "If you want the Lord to make you worthy of sainthood, go among men." The God's chosen one cried in amazement, "What does the ever-merciful God command?" And then he heard a voice from above saying to him, "Nicholas, this is not the field on which thou ought to await mine harvest, but rather turn round and go into the world, and there my name shalt be glorified in thee. This means that the desire of God will have me refrain from seclusion and solitary life, so that I may dedicate myself to the service of mankind and the salvation of souls," uttered St. Nicholas. He humbly subjugated his will to the word of God and, fearing worldly fame and glory, decided not to return to his home city. The God's chosen one thus set on a journey to Myra, the capital of Lycia, where no one knew him. To be continued. The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonderworker by Count Michael Tolstoy, the publishing house of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania with her husband and two children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet radio connection.